Next one, also do it. Hatani. Milakatani. Milakatani. Okay, what was the translation of the first? Liman hadhanil miftahani. To for whom these two keys belong to. And what will be the next one? To whom or to whom these two spoons belong to. What will you say in Urdu? Ye do chamchiyan. What will you say? Okay. Ye do chamchiyan kiski hai? Okay. To whom does they belong to? Okay. Good. Brother, all halwa puris, you know. I don't think we need any snacks today. There are too many halwa puris coming. Now you should read the following nouns and give proper vowel signs to all of it. Ready? Sister Arifa? Kalbani, two dogs. Sister Maimuna? Maktabani, two dust. Sister Nasreen? Kamisani, two shirts. Sister Nusrat? Akhawani. See, we cannot say akh. It has to be akhawani. There is a fata. Two brothers. Sister Sumaya? Mindilani, two handkerchiefs. Sister Fatima? Mistaratani? Mr. Tani, two rulers, Sister Naima, Ukhtani, okay, two sisters, and then Sister Sukhaina, Imratani, two ladies, Imratani, two ladies. Fine. Sister Abi, Thanni means make Muthanna. Thanni means make Muthanna in the following words. So what will be your sayarat? Sayaratani Hafsa, Tabibatani, Sister Salma, Waladani, Brother Muhammad, Lugatani, Brother Hassan, Sadikani, Brother Abdul Samad, Tajirani, Brother Salman, Milakatani, Brother Farooq, Mudarisani, Sister Arifa, Babani, Sister Maimuna, Ismani, and Sister Nasreen, Hadani, and Sister Nusrat, Hatani. I think we got so much halwa puri, I am full. I only need cup of tea. I don't know about you. Okay. Inshallah we'll finish this, brothers and sisters. Kam means how many? Al-Kalimatul Jadidatu, new words. Kam. Kam means how many? Al-Eidu, I don't have to explain. Al-Eidu. But truly speaking, Al-Eidu means festivity. Okay. Al-Ajalatu, wheel. Ajalatun, jama, wheels. Al-Hayyu, sabab. Neighborhood. What is Jama? Ahya'un. That's your Jama. Ar-Riyalu. That is currency of Saudi Arabia. Riyalatun. That is your Jama. Please keep this in mind. We will be using them in the next lesson. Ar-Rakatu. Raka, part of the Salah. What is Jama? Raka'atun. MashaAllah. Al-Mistaratun. What is Mistaratun? Ruler. What is Jama? Masatir. What is it? Masatir. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, inshallah, we take a break. We are back after our brief break, inshallah. But now, from lesson number 19 onwards, we are going to learn how to count in Arabic. Now, counting in Arabic is a little different from English. sometimes it seems very complicated. It is a bit complicated. But we will do it slowly, slowly, inshallah. And Dr. Abdul Rahim also has in his book divided counting into different sections. In this book, book 1, we will only learn from 1 to 10. That's all. Then when we go to book 2, we will learn from 11 to 19. And slowly, slowly in other lessons, lesson 24, it will complete the counting. We'll learn inshallah. But I always tell students, because we do not have Arabic environment, you don't hear these things. That makes it even more difficult for us to practice. But please do not be too concerned. Try to understand the rules. And then later on, as you will read and revise, it will sink in more and more. In the beginning, it is not very, very, you won't find it that it's not coming to you very easily. But because we are dividing the numbers in small groups, it's not that bad. Okay? So, we are learning 1 to 10. Okay? On this side, I have written Wahid, Ifnani. The way they pronounce, it will be, they won't say Wahidun. They'll say Wahid. And then Ifnani. Do you see Ifnani? What do you see in the Hamza? Is it Hamzatul Qata or Hamzatul Wasal? It is Hamzatul Wasal. We have to take note of it. That Ifnani, the Hamza is Hamzatul Wasal. If it is, if it comes in the beginning, it is pronounced. If it doesn't come in the beginning, then it is assimilated. Are you with me? We have to remember that. And then Salasatun. But you will always hear the word Salasa. Like Fatima. Not Fatima to Fatima. Salasa. Arba'a. Khamsa. And then Sitta. Saba'a. Thamani. Now, Thamani is a noun, but it has a different construction, which we are not going to study till we go in book 3. It's different noun. It is called Mankus. It is called Mankus. And we are going to study in book 3 how these nouns are made. Okay? Very easy. But we are not ready for it now. And then, tis'a. Tis'a. Okay? Tis'a. And then, ashara. 10. Okay? This is, we can practice a little bit. And then, I'll go further from there. Ready? Wahid. Ithnani. Thalatha. أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Probably in Somali you have the same numbers. They are different. They are different. Okay. واحد اثنان ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية Tesa'a, Ashara. Okay? Now you should say loudly. Ready? Wahid, Ithnani, Thalatha, Arba, Khamsa, Sitta, Saba'a, Thamani, Tesa'a, Ashara. Tesa'a, Ashara. Got the idea, my sister? We will practice little by little. To understand it and learn it, inshallah. Now, Number one and number two. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Number one and number two. When they come, they are always not. They are always not. Are you with me? They are always not. Always not. Number one and number two is always not. That is why we had a sentence in the last lesson. Kam akhan laka ya Muhammad or ya Mahmud, whatever you say. What was the answer? Li akhun wahidun. Remember? We said, Li akhun wahidun. Remember that, brothers and sisters? Li akhun wahidun. And I asked Brother Salman this question. What is Li? Jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. What is akhun? Mubtada. Akhun? Mubtada. And then what is wahidun? Not. Remember, number one and number two will always come as a not. As a not. Only one and two. Okay? So, kalamani ithnani, or you will have to join it. Kalamani ithnani. Kalamani ithnani. So what is ithnani? Not. Okay? If you say Hindi kalamani, Hindi kalamani, it gives you an idea that you have two pen. But if you say Hindi kalamun, then you have to say wahidun. Hindi kalamun wahidun means I have only one pen. But if you say Hindi kalamani, you do not have to say ithnani, because kalamani gives that idea. But when you say ithnani, then you are emphasizing by adding the not. Hindi kalamani ithnani, then ithnani is now making it more, you know, emphasis. Okay? But you don't have to. But in case of one pen, you will have to say Hindi kalamun wahidun. Okay? So, kalamani ithnani is a not. Kalamani ithnani is a not. Wahidun is a not. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Now what happens in number three? This is where the drama begins. This is where the drama begins. There's a big drama here. We'll try to understand. Okay? We'll try to understand. Okay? Because it is different than other things. Okay? Now, how will you say in English, three pence? The way I said it, three pence. How will you say in English, three pence? Three pence. Okay? So three and then pence. Remember? Plural. Are you with me? Plural. Four pence. Five books. You said plural. Okay? Okay? Remember that compound. Five books. Three pence. Four houses. Six cars. Now, from 3 to 10, brother and sister, we are only talking about 3 to 10. We are not talking anything else. 3 to 10. Okay? When you start with 3 to 10, there are two things in the construction. Okay? I will write down. I wrote down two nouns. Look at them. What do they resemble? They resemble mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? They resemble mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So in other words, Padarhasan, from 3 to 10, the construction is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Also in English you say three pens. Okay? There is a plural there. But in Arabic, we say thalathatu kutubin. What do you say? Thalathatu kutubin. Sahi? So what is the construction? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay. I'm going to do it very briefly, brothers and sisters. I won't rush. We will repeat this tomorrow also. Okay? But now, in this Thalathatu Kutubin, which is Mudaf, Mudaf ilayhi. What is Thalathatu? Is the number. Al-Adadu. Sahi? Number. And what is Al-Kutubin? Ma'adud. What is Ma'adud? The thing which is being counted. Adad wa Ma'adud. Al-Adadu wal-Ma'adud. Adad, number, and Ma'adud is the thing which is being counted. Fine? You got the idea? If you can write down this, it will be nice. Inshallah. And give them a circle so that you understand Adad and Ma'adud. Okay? Now, let us analyze it. Ma'adud is mudaf ilayhi. Is it correct? Father Abdul Samad, Ma'adud is mudaf ilayhi. And what is it? Is it singular or plural? Kutubin. Plural. So in other words, Ma'adud will always be plural. What will it be? But only from 3 to 10. We are not going beyond 10. From 3 to 10, this will be the situation. I told you, a drama is unfolding in front of our eyes. Okay? Okay. So in other words, Ma'adud will be plural. Sahi? And Adad? Brother? Adad? What do you see in Adad? Do you see here? Kutubin? Everything in Arabic is either masculine or feminine. What is it, brother? Masculine. Is it masculine? Kitabun is masculine. What is this I see Tamarbuta there? It's feminine. So this is... No, if the Ma'adud is masculine, then the numbers are opposite. And don't ask me why. I didn't do anything. Okay, that's the way the language is. Only from 10, 3 to 10. So, if the Ma'adud is masculine, the number will become feminine. In lesson number 19, Dr. Abdurrahim only explains the Ma'adud which are masculine. In lesson number 20, we will do the other way around. But what is the other way around? Badhasan, if the Ma'adud is feminine, the number will become masculine. Okay? So it's very easy. So, I see in Salasatu that it is feminine. Do you see it is feminine? Why? You see Ta Marbuta there. Salasatu. Okay? And then I see Kutubin, which is plural. Okay? Now, Ma'dud will always be mudaf ilayhi. And then the number will be mudaf. What will be number? Mudaf. So that's why I said if you are strong in mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, this is halwa puri, brother. Otherwise, it's difficult to digest. So, thalathatu kutubin is in the form of mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. But mudaf ilayhi, brothers and sisters, in this case will always be jama. Will always be jama. That we have to understand. So all the plurals that we have been doing, that will come to use. Okay. Three books. How I say three pens? Thalathatu aklamin. Got the idea? Salasatu aklamin. Got the idea? Three houses. Salasatu buyutin. Three sheikhs. Salasatu shuyukhin. Are you with me? Three students, male students. Salasatu tullabin. Are you with me? Salasatu tullabin. Okay? Fine. So this is the way it will be. Okay? How about three boys? Salasatu awla din. Three men. Salasatu rijalin. Now our knowledge of plural will become very handy. And you will enjoy it, inshallah. Okay? So I go back again. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Madud is always mudaf ilayhi, so it is majroor. What about mudaf? I can see there is no al, which is good. Mudaf cannot have al. I see there is no tanween. Mudaf cannot have tanween. Sahi? Now there is one more thing about mudaf. Compared to mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf ilayhi is majroor, majroor, majroor. But mudaf can be dun, can be dan, can be din, depending on the sentence, how it is used. Are you with me? So salasatu can become salasata. Kutubin will remain kutubin. Salasatu kutubin. Now I make it salasatu into mansub. Salasata kutubin. Now I make it into majroor. Salasati kutubin. Depending. But the kutubin will remain kutubin. So what is brother? Number one and naat manut. Sahi? What is it? Naat manut. Number two? Naat manut. Number is naat and this is manut. Sahi? When I come to three, it's no longer naat manut, but it is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. And the mudaf ilayhi is always jama. Because that is the thing we are counting. Like pens, books, three pens, four books, five houses. It's okay? So it's jama. Then salasatu, the number, if the ma'dud is muzakkar, then the number is mu'annas. And if the ma'dud is mu'annas, the number becomes muzakkar. We are going to understand it, inshallah. So, how will I say to you, let us try to count 3 to 10 with the book. Ready? Everybody will say loudly, let's do it together. Okay? Starting from 3. Salasatu kutubin. Arba'atu kutubin. Khamsatu kutubin. Sittatu kutubin. Sabaatu kutubin. Samaniyatu kutubin. Tis'atu kutubin. Asharatu kutubin. Got the idea? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay. Now let us count pens. Let us count pants. Now you got to understand one thing, brother. When you write Salasatun, it's on its own. That is why we said Salasatun. But when it comes to Mudaf, it becomes Salasatu. You know that, huh? Tanween cannot come on Mudaf. Huh? If I wrote it separately, I wrote it Salasatun. But if I make it as a Mudaf, then it is Salasatu. This is, you know, I am doing this to try to make you as simple as possible. To make it as simple as possible, inshallah. Okay? Remember, brothers and sisters, I told you, I am not a scholar. I do not have university degrees. All I have is my experience. Then I went to so many places and I learned, and the way I found it easy, I want to share with you. And I'm trying to do things, inshallah, which will make it easy for you. Okay, brothers and sisters. So if I say to you, now we are counting pens. So you'll start with three. What will you say? Salasatu aqlamin. So salasatu is mudaf. It cannot have al. It cannot have tanween. And then aqlamin, because it is mudaf ilayhi, majrur. Ready? So salasatu aqlamin, arba'atu aqlamin, khamsatu aqlamin, sittatu aqlamin, sab'atu aqlamin, thamaniyatu aqlamin, tis'atu aqlamin, asharatu aqlamin. You got the idea? This is how we will count. Okay? Ready? Now we count houses. We are doing a survey on behalf of the city. We are counting houses now. Ready? What is houses, jama? Buyutin. Buyutin. How do you say three houses? Salasatu buyutin. Arba'atu buyutin. Khamsatu buyutin. Sittatu buyutin. Sab'atu buyutin. Thamaniyatu buyutin. Tis'atu buyutin. Asharatu buyutin. MashaAllah, that was good. We are getting better, inshallah. Now, let us count children. How many children are here in the masjid? So we count it. What is waladun? A boy. What is jama? Awladun. So how do I say three boys? Thalathatu awladin. Four boys. Arbaatu awladin. Khamsatu awladin. Sittatu awladin. Sab'atu awladin. Thamaniyatu awladin. Tis'atu awladin. Asharatu awladin. Very good. How many men now in the masjid? So rajulun, what is the jama? Rijalun. So how will I say three men? Thalathatu rijalin. Arba'atu rijalin. Khamsatu rijalin. Sittatu rijalin. Sab'atu rijalin. Thamaniyatu rijalin. Tis'atu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. Now if you will write it, you know, okay, say about eight of them, inshallah, you will be able to understand it. It's not difficult. We will do it now and we will repeat it tomorrow. I will repeat this lesson tomorrow, inshallah. Now we go to our main lesson. Al-Mudiru. Kam taliban jadidan fi faslika ya shaykhu. Brother, what is taliban? Tamiz. MashaAllah, we'll remember. Always singular. Mansub. Indefinite. That is our tamiz. What is jadidan? Naat. So how will you translate this? How many new students in your class O Sheikh, O Sheikh, how many students are there in your class? We will say how many students are there in your class. Okay? What is the answer? Fihi. Huh? Fihi. What is Fihi, brothers and sisters? Chahar Majroor. So Shibu Jumla came in the beginning as a khabar. Okay, brother, I got my khabar, then where is the Mubtada? Asharatu only. Asharatu is your Mubtada. Wahua Mudaf. And then Tullabin Mudafilehi. And do you see Jududin? It matches Tullabin in number and in gender and in construction of indefinite. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So Jududin is the Naat. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Mudir says, Min Ainahum. Min Ainahum. Where are they from? Akulluhum. Min Baladin Wahidin. If I remove a brother and sisters from there, then the sentence is Kulluhum. Min Baladin Wahidin. So what is Kullu? Kul Mubtada. Wahua Mudaf. And whom? Mudafili. Kullu will most of the time come as a Mudaf. Remember? Allahu ala kulli shay'in. Kulli shay'in. Okay? Qadirun. Okay? So, kulluhum is your, kullu is your mubtada, wa huwa mudaf, and hum mudaf ilayhi. Min harjar baladin isam majrur. Char majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. And what is wahidin? Naat. See? Baladun wahidun. Baladin wahidin. Naat has to follow the manut. Okay? MashaAllah. La. No. Hum. What is hum here? Mubtada. See now, damirun munfasirun. Remember? Huwa huma hum. Okay? Hum, mubtada. Min biladin mukhtalifatin. They are from different countries. Okay, brother? Hum, mubtada. Min biladin, jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. And mukhtalifatin is, what is mukhtalifatin? Biladin, mukhtalifatin. Not. Not badal, brother, not. Means they are from different countries. Min hum, from them. This is jar majrur, shibu jumla, khabar. Okay? And then, Salasatu Tullabin. Men whom? From amongst them, there are three students from Philippines. Salasatu Tullabin. Minal Philippines. Wa Arbaatu Tullabin. Minal Yabani. Wa Talibani. Minal Sini. Wa Talibun Wahidun. Min Malaysia. See how cleverly Dr. Sahib has arranged it. I always admire, you know, look at it. Three students, Salasatu Tullabin. Four students, Arbaatu Tullabin. And then Talibani. He did not use Ifnani. Because Talibani conveys the meaning of dual. But when he said Talibun, then he used Wahidun. Now what is Wahidun here? Naat. It is your Naat. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Afi faslika tullabun min Amerika? Naam. Fihi, which is jar majur. Okay. Sab'atu tullabin. How many? Sab'atu tullabin. Seven students. Min America. They are from America. Ahum jududun. What is the meaning? Are they new? Hum jududun. Not hum jadidun. Because if we say huwa, then jadidun. Huma Huma jadidani. Remember, brother? If I say huwa jadidun, huma jadidani, and hum jududun. Again I say huwa jadidun, huma jadidani, hum jududun. We have to match it. Okay. So here, ahum jududun, are they new? What is the answer? La, no. Hum kudama. What is kudama, brother? Opposite of judud. This is also plural. What is singular? Kadimun. What is dual? Kadimani. What is plural? Kudama. Again, what is singular? Kadimun. What is dual? Kadimani. And what is plural? Kudama. Fine. Okay. Kam taliban fihi. Kam taliban fihi means fi faslika. Fihi means fi faslika. Min urubba, from Europe. What is the answer? Fihi khamsatu tulabin. How many? Five. Min inkaltarra. Wasamaniyatu tulabin min Almania. What is Almania? Germany. وستة طلاب من فرنسا وتسعة طلاب من يوغوسلافيا وتسعة طلاب من يوغوسلافيا. Are you with me? المدير. شكرا يا شيخ. Brother, what is شكرا? It is منصوب. Okay. Try to remember, mafulun mutlak. What did I say? Don't ask me anything more. We are going to learn later on what is mafulun mutlak. But I will be pointing out to you. If you forget mafulun mutlak, don't worry. I'll be repeating it. Whenever mafulun mutlak will come, I'll say to you it is mafulun mutlak. How is it formed? How it is used? We will learn later on. Inshallah. Brother, it took us only 10 minutes to finish lesson. By tonight we'll finish the book. Okay, are you with me, brothers and sisters? Next page. I will repeat this tomorrow, because numbering requires little extra explanation. Okay? But see, the exercise number 4, Kitabun Kalamun, Tajirun, Rajulun, Talibun, Rialun, Kirshun, Akhun, Ibnun. Now we have to use from 3 to 10 these Ma'dud. These Ma'dud. So Tajirun, what is the Jama of Tajirun? Tujjar. So how will I say three merchants? Salasatu tujarin. Got the idea? Okay. Now, akhun, what is the jama of akhun? Ikhwatun. So three brothers. Salasatu ikhwatin. Ibnun, what is the jama? Abnaun. Three sons. Salasatu abnain. What will you say? Salasatu abnain. Sahi, inshallah, this is for you to practice. Okay? This is for you to practice. Now we come to Ikra Waktu. Do you see, brother, Ikra Waktu? What do you see? 3 to 10 only. Can we read loudly? Salasatu tullabin. Arbaatu tullabin. Khamsatu tullabin. Sittatu tullabin. Sabatu tulabin, Samaniyatu tulabin, Tisatu tulabin, Asharatu tulabin. Got the idea, brother? Alhamdulillah, we try to read it even without looking at the book. You got the idea? Okay. Let's count Abnain. Abna'in. Jadi, three sons. Salah satu abna'in. Arba'atu abna'in. Khamsatu abna'in. Sittatu abna'in. Satu abna'in. Abna'in. Tis'atu abna'in. Asharatu abna'in. See? Got the idea? Inshallah. Very good, brothers and sisters. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون